All today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Let's roll right into the phone calls and talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
We're going.
Going great. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just thinking about, I wanted to let people know, because I really agree with you, Ian, about, you know, why should the government have so much control over our money? But people can go down to their local Social Security office and fill out a little bit of paperwork and have a lawyer sign off on it to stop them from taking that money from you and maybe invest
it in the I think you called in, and didn't you call in, like, yesterday and say something similar to that?
Well, yeah, but I never did get a good response on that point from you guys.
Do you know what the forms are? Like, you're saying the forms exist. Do you know if they have a specific number? Because most government forms have some sort of number or number and letter combination that you can actually specifically request. Because my problem with what you said, I like the idea of opting out of Social Security. Personally, since I'm self-employed, I just don't pay it. So it's easy to opt out if you aren't working for somebody. But if you're not, if you do have a job like most people in America do, they would obviously want to know what exactly they need to ask for. Because I don't think you can just walk into the Social Security office and say, sir, I'd like to have the forms to opt out of Social Security. They're not going to hand you those forms. So,
no,
you know,
but you can get a lawyer to help you for like a couple $100, and they know all that information. I'll try to gather that.
Have you actually done this, or are you just saying it because you heard it somewhere else?
Well, a veteran friend of mine in the VFW the other night was telling me about it, and so I believe him. I mean, he's been 20 years in the service, you know, so.
Well, that's fine. I mean, but at this point, it's basically hearsay. You know, he said something. You believed what he said. He didn't really actually have anything to back it up. He didn't show you any documentation. He certainly didn't show you the forms. So, you know, until you actually have more detail.
At the same time.
On my spare time, I'll try to do some more research on it at our local library and stuff like that and see what I can come up with
now,
myself.
Ian and I have seen a form from the Social Security office.
It was a letter, not a form.
A letter from the Social Security office that said, in fact, no one has to pay Social Security.
Yes.
It told this gentleman that he did
why,
not have
that's
to pay.
Your money? I mean, they're going to promise you something forever. Why can't you just put that in something that you want to?
As it, that's the way it should be. I am totally with you, and I hope that what your friend is saying is true. It's just that if it were that simple, why wouldn't that information be all over the place? Why wouldn't it be on our Free Talk Live bulletin board system, a you know, hugely popular thread that people were going out and everybody, I mean, all of our listeners, I think, would want to opt out of Social Security. So this information
not,
is very highly demanded.
They're not going to tell you that, and of course they're going to make you pull their chains to come up with it, but according to this fellow that I talked to that can be done and we can invest in what we want to invest in.
That's the way it should be. Jeremy, if you figure it out, post over on our bulletin board system. You have internet access?
Yes, and I do want to become a part of the $3 a month thing, too, with you guys. But
I think you might be our first radio listener to actually do that. I don't know if any of our radio listeners have decided to step up and do that. That'd be awesome. Because, you know, you guys listen to the commercials when you're listening, so you're sort of paying for the show by listening to the commercials, whereas our podcast listeners, they don't get the extended commercial breaks as our radio stations have. So it's sort of like, you know, that's why more of our internet listeners respond to that than our radio listeners, and that makes sense, and that's fair. But hey, there's a little bit of good news for you. Go ahead.
Though, because I don't own a computer, and you know, I'd like a place just to mail it to. I don't believe in computers. I don't own one.
Oh, they're real. Computers are real, Jeremy.
I know they're real. But
well, you're gonna have
I don't
to
want one in my house.
Yeah. How do you get online? You said you had internet access. How do you get on?
Well, through Airtel. A prepaid wireless service. I pay like $40 a month for unlimited all minutes anywhere.
But that's cell phone. What about internet? I thought you said you had internet access.
Well, I can pay extra for that on my phone.
Have you ever been online before?
Well, yes, I've been online before, but I won't discuss the places I was at. Right.
That's fine. I wasn't really curious about where you went, man. But, hey, if you do get a chance and you go and visit amp.freetalklive.com, you can get more information about that program there. Thanks for your time, Jeremy. We appreciate it. By the way, good news coming soon for our listeners in KGEZ land up in Montana. We may be expanding our hours yet again.
Excellent.
I
love KGEZ.
I probably shouldn't say anything more than that. It hasn't really been official, but... it might be Saturdays. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Ron Paul. And by the way, you know what?
That's what's on your mind.
I don't want our radio listeners to feel obligated to join AMP. If you want to, that's awesome. But you guys really are paying for the show by listening to the commercial breaks. That's what's really important. If you're a radio listener, is that you listen to our advertisers and then go and visit them. Patronize them. Purchase their products and services. And make sure that you tell them you heard them on Free Talk Live. Because
very important.
Free Talk Live and the station that you're listening to as well, because that's really important as well, because those stations need to keep getting those ad dollars rolling in so they can keep Free Talk Live on the air. That's how it works. 800-259-9231 from Think Rank at the Daily Paul. They say Ron Paul is skinny because he won't let special interests buy him lunch. Well, this might be true. The grassroots campaign is incredibly fat with the volunteer efforts and contributions from Ron Paul Revolution foot soldiers who are taking the movement to the streets. This grassroots movement has sprung up partially due to the fact that Ron Paul's national campaign initially had significantly less money than their corporately funded opponents. However, is it possible that this lack of funds has actually been a blessing in disguise? Necessity is the mother of invention, and there seems to be no end in sight to the inventions being created on a daily basis by individual Ron Paul supporters.
Have you ever wondered about the paternity of invention?
As far as the mother of invention?
Right, the paternity.
Who the father was?
Right. I've always wondered.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. If you know the answer, 800-259-9231. Anyway, so the Ron Paul supporters' creations range from professional quality banners, signs, flyers, and posters to eloquently written articles across the web and in local newspapers. On a micro level, the grassroots campaign efforts are a demonstration of the unregulated free market forces that Ron Paul espouses. A simple internet search will reveal a number of websites that are designed, hosted, and paid for by individual Ron Paul supporters. The site I'm on right now, in fact, dailypaul.com, is one of those. The websites contain almost everything from articles to video clips to products. Nearly all of this content is created and contributed by individual supporters. Need a t-shirt? Currently, there are dozens of different t-shirt designs produced by independent people. In addition, you can find stamps, buttons, bracelets, commemorative coins, and even pizza delivery-style illuminated car toppers. All of this, it's amazing, all of this in response to a huge demand in the marketplace, with innovative Ron Paul supporters rising up to meet it. And many of them are doing it for very little, if any, profits. I know that Corey, who sells the Ron Paul cards at LibertyCard. I think it's .org. Yes, LibertyCard.org. I don't think he's making very much on those.
No,
at all.
These people just want their freedom back.
Right.
There's Ron Paul HQ where you can get signs and that kind of thing too.
There has been no external oversight committee or price controls. There have been no marching orders taken from a central location, which is how most of the other campaigns operate, where their activists. You know, the activists, they want to do things for their candidate, but
sure.
They're not really sure what to do.
They don't want to get out and make a mistake, so they
right.
do what they're told.
They're used to the command and control sort of way things work, the typical hierarchy, the way that their jobs work and the way school's always been and the way the government operates. And so they wait for orders, and that means that things are very inefficient with them.
And some people can get, people in power and, the people that would be sort of the committee leaders mm-hmm. in these organizations consider that a certain sort of power. People with power can
There's
get...
There for
bent
them.
Out of shape when you do things that you're not told to do.
So supply and demand has taken over with the Ron Paul campaign. The best products are passed along word of mouth through a decentralized web of email addresses and social networking sites. Local meetups in various parts of the country are passing out some of the same materials, no prompting necessary. It's called emergence. It's also an example of the open source trend that seems to be emerging on the web. Different people from across the country are sharing their creative content for free in many cases. Reproducible files for business cards and banners are posted for download. DVD content is freely distributed for copying. All the financial resources and personal effort expended by these Paulites has not eroded the national campaign's ability to raise funds either. though they started with almost nothing when he announced his candidacy earlier this year. The national campaign recently raised more money than the entire GOP did at the Texas straw poll. More on the way about the...
They've gotten my money.
Wonderful, exciting, decentralized Ron Paul campaign. Of course, we'd love to hear from you if you've got comments, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. You take control. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis Network Radio After Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including TetraSilver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the Nutramedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
and Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
If you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects that we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty. Go to libertyradiounderground.com today and grab an episode. libertyradiounderground.com.
On the way, if we have time, if not, this might be worth getting to tomorrow. But there's a story out of Sweden about two young ladies who are apparently suing the state. I think it's the state. We'll get more details.
Is there a state in Sweden?
They're suing over their right to go topless, and I am just in favor of this. But first, we continue here with Ron Paul, who Ron Paul I think would be on the side of equality for women. I don't know. I don't know if he'd really feel comfortable looking at all that stuff because he seems like a kind of a wholesome dude.
Yes, pretty wholesome guy.
But Ron Paul is definitely in favor of the freedom to, bury your private property. I think if you're on private property, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a pool and guys are able to take their shirts off,
seems
what's
fair.
Wrong with a girl taking her shirt off? All right. So Ron Paul and the very awesome grassroots, but it's more than grassroots. It's decentralized grassroots, the Ron Paul campaign. All of these activists across the country, in fact, across the world, Ron Paul has international fans, people that are backing
him up.
You
see the videos on YouTube from all over the world. There's people from all over the world trying to figure out ways to get money to Ron Paul. It's an amazing thing.
Yep. He really is sparking the fires of liberty, so to speak. Oh, and by the way, Zeus Legion, one of our listeners, pointed out that there is a father of invention. We were talking about the mother of invention being necessity earlier, and you asked rhetorically, Mark, well, who's the father of invention? Turns out there is a father of invention. According to Beulah Louise Henry, a U.S. inventor, quote, if necessity is the mother of invention, then resourcefulness is the father.
You know, usually Zeus is in contact with me via instant message throughout the show. I don't understand why it was that he
maybe he doesn't like you anymore. Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. All right, so Ron Paul, this brilliant campaign, DailyPaul.com is reporting on how free market-like Ron Paul's campaign is, because everything's happening spontaneously. It's happening because of supply and demand. People are demanding all things Ron Paul. They're demanding Ron Paul t-shirts. They're demanding Ron Paul bumper stickers. They're demanding signs and you fill in the blank. And the coolest thing is that the people that are supplying that demand don't have anything to do officially with the Ron Paul campaign. They're just going out there and they're doing it. They're creating these products. They're getting them into the hands of the people that are looking for them. The products are being distributed, and therefore more people are getting interested in Ron Paul and getting interested in those products and so on and so forth. And then there's the Ron Paul campaign, which is, doing its thing pretty well as at the same time. But there's all this other effort that's happening as well. So let's talk about some of the dollars and cents here. The national campaign, the Ron Paul campaign, recently raised more money than the entire GOP at the Texas Straw Poll. In San Francisco, Ron Paul spoke at three sold-out fundraising events with $500 to $2,000 per plate admission prices. So if you wanted to go in and have dinner with Ron Paul, $500. They sold out those events. Thousands of dollars were contributed in the meetup fundraising contest held last month. The grassroots effort is contributing money and materials through every avenue available, and it's growing every week. It's been estimated that the value of the man hours and energy being put into the campaign on a local level by individual supporters is in excess of $10 million per quarter. Because it takes time to create all these products and ship them out and go out and stand around and do wave signs and that sort of thing. That time is worth money, and I think that sounds like a kind of a conservative estimate to me, $10 million per quarter. This is excluding contributions made directly to the campaign, which, by the way, the campaign has 9 days left till the end of this month. September 30th is the end of the quarter. See, the federal elections rules state that, after the quarter's over, the campaign has to send in all their paperwork, and then they publish the amounts that each candidate raised. Now, if you remember, the last quarterly results showed that Ron Paul had more money in the bank than John McCain, who's one of the top-tier candidates, right? So what they're trying to do now is, trying to have a last-minute push in these last 9 days for people to contribute some money, so he can have a nice little showing when the numbers come out. And you can do that at his website, ronpaul2008.com. If catapults Ron Paul's real war chest into the same stratosphere currently inhabited by only Clinton, Romney, and Giuliani, can anyone say first-tier candidate? The grassroots movement has no written constitution, but has proven to be self-legislating when it comes to handling schisms and infighting that's periodically surfaced among concerning tangent issues. An unwritten code has almost unanimously been accepted. Focus on the issues that Ron Paul is focusing on, present Ron Paul's public position papers and debate responses, and don't get sidetracked on issues he hasn't specifically addressed. In fact, you know, I know that the Ron Paul campaign, since it's got a lot of the Constitution Party people in it, probably has a number of Puritans working for it. You know, good religious people, that sort of thing. That they wouldn't necessarily want to impose their moral system on anybody else, but they get offended when people do things that they don't like. Like the girl I was talking about, Ron Paul girl, who's taking off her clothes for Ron Paul.
I'm sure that quite a few Ron Paul supporters find that offensive.
I'm sure they do, but I think they need to take a step back and leave people like her alone, because there's a tremendous contingent of Americans that find that sort of an activity very desirable, and I think that that one thing, the Ron Paul girl taking her clothes off, could possibly do more for the Ron Paul campaign than anything those Constitution Party people have done.
I don't know.
Just because sex sells so effectively, and this young lady is certainly not harmful to look at. So hopefully we can get her on the show to talk about it a little bit more. But it's just interesting what the divergent beliefs these Ron Paul supporters have. Everything from Puritans to people that are willing to strip for Ron Paul. I mean, it's just incredible how liberty really brings people together. Anyway, the national campaign has made suggestions and given some guidance to local groups, but there have been very few national conference calls. There's been very little damage control necessary. It's as if there are hundreds of sovereign states with thousands of individual citizens and a federal government that has exercised a few limited powers, but's otherwise leaving things to the people. Sound familiar? The truth is that the other candidates wish they could manufacture what's happening organically in the Ron Paul Revolution in their own campaigns. They wish they could get thousands of individuals to sacrifice their money and their time to contribute their creative energy and vision to get their name out in front of the masses, but they can't. The Ron Paul Revolution might end up being one of the great contemporary examples of the free market in action. It promotes personal sovereignty and keeps power concentrated at the local level. It rewards creativity and excellence and creates stability and diversity in the marketplace. Imagine that. The Founding Fathers might have been onto something after all. That's from DailyPaul.com. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. Oh, I also said we'd talk about the tax case. This guy out in Las Vegas has been paying his employees in gold and silver.
Yeah.
And, well, as you might imagine, that makes withholding taxes a little difficult, because you can't pay the IRS. Government won't accept payments in anything but Federal Reserve notes, the greenbacks that you have in your wallet. That's the only thing you can use to pay taxes. So if you're paying your employees in gold and silver, how are you supposed to withhold
taxes? Is it illegal to pay your employees in gold and silver? I've never heard that it was. You had to do such a thing.
This employer and some of his clients or employees were facing 160 counts in federal court. We'll tell you what happened. This is Free Talk Live.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Many teens' parents spell nightmare, driver's license. But you can rest better by preparing your teen for the thrill and responsibility of driving. When we come back, I'll tell you how.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG.
Getting a driver's license is a landmark for teenagers and parents. Though all teens aren't reckless, they do lack experience and judgment. As parents, restrict driving during high-risk times. Be aware, most teenage fatalities occur on Saturdays. Treat your teen to a computerized driving course. Virtual crashes may prevent real ones. And most important, drive with your teenager. And just as in life, point out pitfalls you observe. That way, both you and your teen can have sweet dreams. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system's there. We've got over 250,000 posts. That's a lot of posts for you to surf around through, and it's all totally free. So head over to bbs.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. Now then, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, a little bit of information about a very interesting federal income tax case. In fact, it involved 9 defendants. A criminal tax case alleging income tax evasion and conspiracy dissolved in federal court this week when a jury returned 0 convictions on 161 charges faced by 9 defendants. This is pretty unprecedented. I mean, normally when the feds throw a bunch of charges at somebody,
something sticks.
Stuff sticks.
Monday's verdict sends a strong message, said defense attorney Lisa Rasmussen, who represented Joel Axberg, a tile layer, informally called the Kerr case after the primary defendant, local business owner Robert Kerr, who paid workers in gold and silver coins. The trial lasted for months. It relied heavily on evidence gathered in a controversial armed raid in May of 2003 on several of his local business places.
I suspect that's the part, the controversial.
The armed raid, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're armed, you're raiding people with guns because they're paying their employees with gold.
I'm not sure that's it. I think that, you know, like the controversy that surrounded it was probably what, you know, threw the jurors off.
The raid entailed keeping more than 20 workers handcuffed at gunpoint in 106-degree heat without shade or water while agents collected records and equipment.
Mm.
Defense lawyer William Cohen said, yeah, that's a pretty major victory. If you go 0-for-160 in baseball, they'd send you down to the minor leagues. Cohen was upbeat, although his client, Mr. Kerr, was not acquitted of any of his 109 charges. Rather, the jury hung on all of his counts. The jury also hung on all the counts faced by his sister, Lori, and defendant Alex Loglia. Four defendants acquitted of all the charges against them. They list their names. It was the most wonderful feeling and the most wonderful day in ages, said one of them, who's 66-year-old, of her acquittal. She said she works more or less as a runner for her son's construction-related businesses. Part of the case hinged on whether Kerr's workers were employees or independent contractors who are responsible for paying their own taxes.
Mm.
To other defendants, Ms. Air...
See, I always wondered whether you could do that or not.
Pay in gold and silver?
No, make somebody an independent contractor and then not be responsible for their taxes.
Why couldn't you?
Well, because the government would like to come out and get you if you're not paying taxes.
Right.
I mean, as an employee, what would you prefer to have? Would you prefer to have someone take out your taxes for you and ship all my money? Yeah, ship your money away. And I don't see why you couldn't provide health care for your employees, even if you're for your independent contractors. I don't see why you couldn't provide benefits for them.
You could offer them an option. They could purchase it if you wanted to.
Right. I would prefer to have the money.
Right. Michael Kennedy, who defended Ms. Kerr, said the case had turned on the notion that taxpayers could be wrong without being criminal. He was referring to the fact that his client, Lori, and other defendants had not paid taxes according to the market value of the precious metal content of the coins in which they were paid, as opposed to their face value. He conceded that at trial, his client may owe federal taxes for her mistakes. The IRS had never before provided guidance on how to handle gold and silver coins that circulate, only non-circulating collectible coins, according to Kennedy, who is a federal public defender. Quote, if that's the case, we're not going to take someone's liberty from them on something that a certified public accountant with a master's degree doesn't even know. That's a scary country, and I don't want to live in that country. J. Gregory Dam, the assistant U.S. attorney who led the prosecution, declined to say whether the government will retry any of the five defendants on the charges that resulted in a hung jury. He referred the newspaper to a public affairs specialist. Acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Meyer issued a statement that thanked the jurors, investigators, and prosecutors. Quote, ultimately, the responsibility lies with the jury to decide whether government met its burden of proof in the case, and we accept their decision. He said the office will soon decide on whether to retry any defendants. I wonder if they're going to bother. I mean, with that kind of a shutout, zero counts out of 160 of them?
Well, I wonder how much that case, still they won, right? But I wonder how much that case cost the defendant.
That's a good question.
I mean, it probably cost her a whole bunch of money. And what's the government lose? Nothing. They're not responsible for paying for her attorney.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just a very interesting court case. Very interesting decision. It's always nice to see people winning against the IRS. Now, is this something that's possible for everyone to do, to, you know, pay their employees in gold and silver? Not necessarily. But if you've got a business owner, if you're working for a private business that's not necessarily a huge corporation, something where you know the business owner and you can convince him to give you your own money or hire you on as an independent contractor?
I think that's probably the direction to go because it doesn't – it's a little –
That way he can't say he knew what was going on.
Right.
The business owner doesn't want to take the risk. The business
sure
owner
doesn't.
Is doing business. He doesn't want to stand up and fight for tax freedom. So if you can make him feel comfortable and say, okay, come on as an independent contractor, you pay me 100% of what I'm worth, I'll take responsibility for the tax burden, then there'd be no way they could go after the business owner.
You'd think. Right. And I think that, you know, one thing you should make a point to your employer is that, look, you won't be paying Social Security for me anymore. So, you would try to negotiate for that additional 7.5% that he's not paying
right.
elsewise. So that's, you know, that, or you might negotiate that out in order to get paid.
Get your full amount.
Or negotiate half of it. Say, yeah. Well, you could, save 3.5% or 3.25% by, paying me as an independent contractor, that
sure.
kind of thing.
Yeah, whatever you can work out. I mean, if you can take 100% of your paycheck home, then it's your responsibility to decide whether or not you want to pay those goons in D.C. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Justin in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Justin.
Yes, I would like to know two things. I want to know if there's a movement against the public school system.
The government school
Usually.
System? Yes.
Yes. There is a movement against it?
Sure. In fact, the one of the primary people, I think primary groups is this, I think it's the separation. We interviewed them, the Organization for the Separation of School and State.
School and State and State or School.
I don't think the word organization is in there, but the separation of school and state. If you Google that, you'll probably find it. I think Sheldon Richmond is involved with them. John Taylor Gatto is also an individual who is connected with people like that, and he's got a great website with a book all about government schools and how awful they are. So, yes, there is a movement.
Yes, I got another thing to say is that, you know, you can learn a lot more from the Internet than you can learn from any classroom.
You sure can.
Yep, I've learned more as an adult than anything I learned back in government school. Yes, they did teach me the basics of multiplication and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But as far as real life things you need to know, that all came after school. So I'm with you. Any other thoughts, Justin?
Yeah, I mean, how can I join up with this group? I'm already in a movement against psychiatry, but I would really like to join because I've found the public school system to be a horrible place.
I would, again, get online and go and find that organization, the Separation for Us for School and State.
Okay.
And then I'm sure they have some sort of membership pledge that you can get involved in. There are also a lot of homeschool groups that are interested in these sorts of things. And there may be a local group of homeschoolers nearby that is meeting up. Do you have kids?
Oh, no, I don't. Not yet. I mean, I'm a young guy, you know.
There, in addition, here in New Hampshire, the Free Staters that have moved in here have started the Liberty Scholarship Fund, which is a charity that accepts contributions from people for the purposes of offering scholarships to parents that maybe are financially incapable of sending their kids to private school. They give them, you know, a few thousand bucks or whatever, and that way they can help defray the costs of a private school education or homeschooling their kids. So there are also ways that you can actually not only contribute your time, but you can also contribute money to help kids out, to help get kids, to rescue them, if you will, to rescue them from the government school. So look into the Liberty Scholarship Fund as well.
Like
and thanks for the call, Justin.
Course.
Appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Two female students in Sweden are demanding their rights after they were banned from bathing topless at a swimming pool. Talk about that. And take your calls about whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Should women be allowed to bare their breasts in public? This is Free Talk Live. What do you think?
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, We can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 1-800-259-9231, that's the toll-free SACL CAI line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, go shopping and buy some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. Free Talk Live hats and t-shirts and hoodies, a variety of different ones. So we got a flag that doesn't even have our logo on it. It's just a cool design that our store designer introduced, and we wanted to sell it to you. So there's that, and there's DVD Classic Archive collector sets, and more. All at store.freetalklive.com. Buy stuff for yourself. Buy some gifts. In fact, we give away our bumper stickers. I didn't mention that for a while. And it's probably proof that I haven't gotten any requests recently. We give away Free Talk Live bumper stickers. So if you go to store.freetalklive.com, the instructions are right there as to how you can actually get one for yourself. Now, if you want more than one, we'll sell those to you. But if you just want one for your car, send a self-addressed stamped envelope in, and we'll send you one back for free. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Jason in Watsonville, listening to KSCO in California. Hello, Jason.
Hi, guys. And, I'm so glad that and so happy that you found out about this tax case. I just found out about it today. And, man, what a huge, huge blow for the government and a huge, huge momentum case for the tax honesty movement. I've been studying this for many years.
You're talking about the case we just finished telling you about, for just those who are tuning in, where the government lost its butt. Zero out of 160 counts. Nobody was found guilty. Many people were found not guilty, and it was like nine people that were being charged, 160 counts. Many people were hung, the hung juries, and nobody was found guilty. It's just amazing. Just an amazing case. And
it is.
IRS is not the only time they've lost recently, too.
No, that's true. As a matter of fact, there was another huge case, kind of a similar situation as this, with, God, I'm trying to remember the name, but he was basically dealing with gold and silver as well, and the IRS charged him with the same crimes, and they were found not guilty. And the thing, the interesting, two things interesting with this case is, one, that you brought up, that they were, IRS charged them with crimes because they weren't withholding taxes to the IRS, and you can't pay, obviously, like you said, you can't pay IRS in gold and the silver. But the other thing, too, and hopefully this is going to get a lot of publicity, is that there absolutely is no law that requires American citizens to have even having taxes withheld from their paycheck.
I believe it. I think that people just comply because they've been told that's what they're supposed to do. Their accountants will tell them things like that.
Yeah.
Their accountants, who, of course, obviously want the business, will inform them that, oh, business owner, if you don't withhold taxes, then you could get in big trouble from the IRS. And, you know, it may be the case that the IRS has brought some lawsuits against business owners that were like that, but if you're just saying to your employees, look, it's not my responsibility. I am not an employee of the IRS. Therefore, I'm not going to do work for those guys. Because that's what business owners are effectively, that's effectively what they are. They're unpaid employees of the IRS. They're like tax collectors.
They are.
Right.
Unpaid tax collectors for the IRS. And I don't know if you knew this, but about 10 years ago, the IRS used to admit in their booklets that, in one of the booklets, they used to admit that if you're an employer and someone you know, you hire somebody and they write you a letter, a notarized affidavit that they are a United States citizen, then they did not have to withhold tax from them. They actually used to have that in their publications, and it's still the law in the code. But because
do you have a site for that? Someplace that I could check that out to make sure that that's, you know.
Well, they took it. I can mail you one because. But like I said, this is about 10 years ago.
Can you scan it and put it online?
Say again?
Can you scan it, put it online, put a link to it for our BBS so people can take a look?
I don't know really how to do that. Maybe
It's
amazing this isn't a personal shot at you, but it's amazing. People will call this show and they'll tell us all these interesting things about, oh, you can get out of Social Security by doing this, and you can do the, you know, but they, most of them don't have access to the internet. It's like there's all these tax secrets out there, but none of them are online to spread the secrets. You don't have a scanner or a friend with a scanner?
Well, I could probably find out, ask someone to do that, and I actually have the form that the IRS used to print out. Had to do with non-resident aliens, because only non-resident aliens are required to have to pay the taxes in America.
You know, we've certainly talked, and if you can do that, be great. Find a computer geek friend who can handle doing that for you, and get it online and post it at bbs.freetalklive.com, because I know our listeners would eat that stuff up.
Yeah.
But what I find interesting is that The tax freedom movement likes to focus on what the code says. You know, they like to focus on the different sections and their interpretation. And, of course, the judges and the lawyers interpret things completely differently from the tax freedom movement. And it really all glosses over the real issue, and that is the morality of the whole thing. Even if it turned out that the IRS code was crystal clear, and I don't know if it is. I've never read it, and I don't care to. I don't know legalese.
I can't imagine anybody could read it.
But even if it was crystal clear, that said every person in America must pay taxes, I would still be against it, because it's just wrong to enslave people. When you owe a percentage of your, when somebody is taking a percentage of your money, whether it's 5 to 50 or to, you know, 99%, you're that much a slave. And that's wrong and patently un-American. So I could care less what the actual words say on the IRS's pieces of paper. It's just not nice to take people's money from them by force.
Well, that's true. That's true. And the Constitution strictly forbids the government from directly taxing the property of an American citizen.
Well, they changed that with the 16th Amendment.
No, that's absolutely incorrect. Matter of fact, the Supreme Court has ruled that the 16th Amendment conferred no new power of taxation.
Sure.
Once
again, here we are talking about words on paper.
Now we're splitting these things. The fact, but my point is, the 13th Amendment says that I can't be a slave. I, as an American citizen, am a free man. That means that the federal government cannot require me, unless I've committed some kind of crime, to fill out any of their paperwork. I don't. You can't tell me to do it.
And when you say crime, you mean crime against someone's person or property, like
right.
a real crime.
Right, a real crime. And now you can. A crime is doing something. Doing something is not doing something. There are no crimes for not doing anything. Not even real crimes, that is.
Right.
So the government can't require me to fill out its paperwork. That makes me their slave if they can.
No doubt about it. Jason, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. You know, the tax freedom people will say, well, the 16th Amendment was never ratified, or they'll pull out the Supreme Court decisions that Jason was saying that, you know, well, that doesn't apply, or it's, you know, it's being interpreted wrong. But the fact is, there are people in government that will interpret it in the opposite direction. Most government judges, they don't care what the Supreme Court said, and the Supreme Court doesn't
They really
care
don't
what
care
said.
What you say in their courtrooms
right.
either.
No,
it doesn't
don't.
Matter. They're most likely, unless you have a really great lawyer like this, like the one that happened in this particular case.
Right.
But it sounds like they were a little slippery. They said that, in fact, it's not that they won the right. They said they what they did was they won based on the fact that she didn't know any better. So she,
sure.
so they gave essence to the IRS.
Right, well, the IRS didn't have any rules as far as how to tax people for gold and silver, circulating gold.
I bet you they do now.
Oh, they might. Oh, I don't know. 800-259-9231. It's not like anybody's ever read these crappy rules in the first place.
Well, the IRS agents themselves...
they don't know.
They don't. When you call the IRS helpline, 50% of the time, you'll get the wrong answer.
I think it's 40%, but who's
fine.
Counting? Let's go to the phones, talk to Troy in Canada. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, I just saw that video you guys were talking about, the stripper for Ron Paul, or stripping for Ron Paul, that
yes,
girl?
Yes, the Ron Paul girl, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty, she seems to be a lot more moral and, you know, better person than any other politician besides Ron Paul. She'd be a good running mate, what I'm saying. Good
yeah,
running
that
mate.
Would be awesome. I'd like
but,
to see that.
I don't have anything really to talk about. I just wanted to hear that story about breasts.
Yeah, I'll try to summarize it. Thanks,
okay.
dude. 800-259-9231 from Sweden, the local Sweden's News in English. Two female students are demanding their rights after they were banned from bathing topless at a swimming pool in Sweden. If girls are forced to wear bikinis, then they say boys should be too, one of the women told the local. Ragnhild Carlson, who's 22, and her friend Kristen Carlson, 21, live on the same corridor in a student... Wow, they have the same last name, but they're friends. Interesting. On the same corridor in a student residence in the university town. On September 5th, they took a trip to a leisure complex where they decided to hop in for a swim without their bikini tops. Though the pool was full of swimmers, a female lifeguard eventually caught sight of the bare-breasted women and reached for her whistle. Quote, we've been swimming for a while without anybody paying us any attention when the guards called us to the side and told us to either put a top on or leave. So we left. Then the two women sent a letter to the Equal Opportunities Ombudsman explaining that they saw no reason for men and women to be treated differently. If anything, a bikini top could be accused of drawing unnecessary attention to a woman's breasts. And I would agree with them. I think that women absolutely should be able to bare their breasts in public if indeed men are free to do so as well.
Seems
and
fair.
If you've got a problem with it, look the other way, ostracize or whatever, but it is very unfair to women that they must walk around with their tops on. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention.